We're talking with Amelia Boyd, and she is a candidate for the Sandpoint City Council. Amelia, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
Well, let's start out by getting to know you. Tell us a bit about yourself. How did you wind up in Sandpoint? How long you've lived here? Qualifications?
We moved here in 2016. My husband grew up coming here in the 70s. We brought our children here in the mid-90s for vacation. At the time, we were living in New Hampshire, so we raised our children there. I was born and raised in Arizona, the youngest of four. I'm a first-generation Mexican-American on my mother's side and a second-generation on my father's. We landed here because we wanted to... Well, we lived in a small town in New Hampshire. Then we moved to New York briefly to be close to our children. We have one in Manhattan. And then at the time, the youngest was going to the United States Merchant Marine Academy for college. And my husband was retiring as an air traffic controller. So when he retired, we upped and got rid of most of our belongings and traveled the country for 10 months to figure out our next stop. Sandpoint was on the short list. And when we landed here the week after in May of Lost in the 50s, it was rainy and cold. And
that sold you on the
it
place.
It did. We went out to dinner. We were talking with some locals, our waitress, people on the street, and why they like it here. And the next morning, I said, this is it. We don't have to go any further.
Mm-hmm. And you had already been vacationing here.
Yes.
So you were already familiar with it.
And it's the mountains. It's the lake. It's all the outdoor activities that we like to do. Mm-hmm. We like to hunt or hike. We're avid hikers. My husband used to hunt. The water sports, the ski sports, you know, everything that the outdoors has to offer.
In abundance here.
Yes.
We're so fortunate.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a bit about what you would consider your qualifications for the position, like your education and your work experience.
Well, I have a BA in liberal studies. The plan was for me to be an educator to teach. Instead, I changed my path and decided to be a housewife and mother to our kids full time. Being as active as I am, I was always involved in schools and education foundations. I was president of one in California where the kids were little. I've substitute taught, but my passion is sports, so I ended up coaching cross country and track and field in New Hampshire. And then just getting involved with civic groups out there. I've always been civic minded. If there's a cause that I believe in, I will help contribute. And that's what I did here. I joined Parks and Rec Commission within a year of living here until that was disbanded. And then 2 years ago, I was considering running for city council, but my husband was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and so that changed my priority. But I did join our applied for planning and zoning and was accepted. So I've been on Planning and Zoning Commission for the last 2 years. I've learned a lot about city business and how actually slow it is. And then since then, I have volunteered with PISNY at the cottage. And then since COVID...
It's Panhandle Special Needs.
Yes, sorry, Panhandle Special Needs. And then with COVID... Since COVID and all that stuff, you know, people were told to stay home. So since COVID had passed, I started volunteering for the Kootenai Cancer Center at BGH. I'm there every week. And because of that, I have in touch. Justin Dick had gotten in touch with me. He's the president of the Bonner General Health Foundation.
And also a city council
member. Yes, he is. And asked me to be on the race committee for the Find Your Strength. First annual Find Your Strength Family Fun Run last June. I did. That's in my wheelhouse. And from that, I was asked to join the board and have been on that trustee for almost a year in November.
Well, a question I like to ask all the candidates, why are you running for city council?
I'm running because I really care. I care about my community. I jump in headfirst with where I live. I feel that we have gone away with hearing people's voices, hearing the citizens, the residents, the stakeholders, everybody involved in this great little town that we live in. I feel that it's gone away from when I first moved here, even in 2016, going to the open forums where you're sitting at a table and there's several tables and you have council members there. And I remember Shannon Williamson was at my table. Joel Espiro, who's was at another table when he was considering running. And it was such a great experience for me being involved that way. And I felt that we got, maybe we didn't get a whole lot done, but a lot of voices were heard and a lot of ideas were shared. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important for a vibrant city. Mm-hmm. So I feel that we've gone away from that, and I want to bring that back. I think I can bridge that gap. I'm a great listener, and I do get along well with people from all walks of life. And so that's the main reason. Our streets are in bad shape, our sidewalks, our wastewater treatment, the obvious things that are wrong with our infrastructure, of course. But I also understand that takes time and a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So I think we're in the right direction, that almost half of our city budget is for capital improvement projects. I think that is the right direction to go and to continue to go. And I will push for that continuation, aside from, bigger projects that I don't think the city needs to take on until those are taken care of.
Well, actually, we'll circle back on a little more detail on that in just a second here. But I want to ask all the candidates this as well. How do you think the current council is doing? If you were to give the current council, mayor, and administration a grade, you're being in the schools,
right,
say from A to F, what grade would you give them, and what do you think they might improve?
Well, I think the council has done the best they could with what they've got. There's no doubt it's not an easy position. I've been going to council meetings regularly ever since we've moved here. There's some really tough, tough decisions, tough discussion. And being on planning and zoning, I know the type of work it takes. You have to do a lot of reading, a lot of research. So I believe they do the best they can with what they have. And I don't knock... it's six different people, six different opinions, and each one of us are titled to our own. But I think as far as a grade, B minus, C plus, maybe, is where that range would be. There's always room for improvement. And I see that, and I know that. I'm going to keep going back to this, but that piece of communication that I think is so lacking, it needs to be changed. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if complacency is the reason or just, I don't know what the reason is that it's switched, mm-hmm, and gone the other way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you kind of started to take off on this, but, I'll come back to the question. Among all the issues facing the city at present, what do you consider to be the three most important issues in this particular race?
In this particular race, other than our failing infrastructure, I do believe that there's a concern with incoming development with our current comprehensive plan and current city code. It's the biggest gripe and complaint that I hear from people is, oh, we don't want these ginormous, ugly, monstrosity buildings in our downtown. And I don't either. But at the same time, because of my work on planning and zoning, I know that owners have the right. I mean, individual rights,
public property rights
is a big one here, mm-hmm, in Idaho and state constitution. So anybody, if you own that corner, you could build whatever you wanted on there up to with the code. Nobody in the city can say anything about it. I would like to change some of the aspects of those code. And we are actually heading in that direction with planning and zoning. Amy Tweeten, our city planner, has discussed with us, now that we're finished talking about the comprehensive plan and it is going to city council on Wednesday. We've spent the entire time I've been on planning and zoning discussing the comprehensive plan. But she has bringing us city code changes or discussion about city code changes. So that, to me, I think is the biggest priority with the residents of Sandpoint. And I would revisit and encourage those changes, as, for instance, height limit of 65 feet in the downtown corridor. Do we need to go higher than three stories? I would say no.
Mm-hmm. The comp plan is going to specify that they can go to 65 feet.
Well, no, that is already in city code.
That's already in the code,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's in city code.
And the comp plan won't seek to scale that back.
Well, the comp plan is so vague as far as, you know, it's not
the zoning ordinance. Right,
right, not yeah. the zoning ordinance. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my priority will be to revisit code.
Are you satisfied with the comp plan that's basically complete?
I am. I think we did. It's a lot of work. It was a lot of reading. You know, unfortunately, we didn't get the input that, you know, nobody comes to our meetings.
Well, there was kind of got meeting. Derailed with COVID.
Yeah.
Because I think they had some hearings pre-COVID.
Right.
That were better attended.
And then there was nothing for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And then it's back. I will say the one meeting we had was about heritage trees, and we had nine residents. And actually, that was the night we were supposed to approve it and send it to council. But because of those nine citizens, we took their words to heart, mm-hmm. and we didn't approve it that night and revisited language and added new language mm-hmm. because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is civic... an example of great civic-minded folks making mm-hmm. a difference.
Okay, so you've identified infrastructure, development in the comp plan. Is there another issue?
And the communication piece.
And communications.
I will always stress that. I think we need to get back to what works well for this town. We are a small city. Our residents are a huge part of that. I mean, it's an amazing place to be, and being with these charitable organizations and seeing the amount of money and the amount of time that people put in for these causes. We are special, and we can't ignore the contribution that our residents can have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have time to ask you a few more questions here.
I've been talking really fast.
that's perfect, actually, for our purposes. So the city right now has a master planning process underway to guide development of the waterfront and actually the entire downtown. What's your take on that and on the initial plans that we've seen from the engineering firm that the city selected to bring this to fruition, the plan to fruition? It is just a plan.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that things will be developed exactly as it is sketched out to start with. But,
right.
What do you think about the process and the plans that you've seen up to this point? And we're very close to getting the final plan.
Right. I love the idea of this competition as far as getting as many talented people involved with trying to help design these areas of our town. I think that's fantastic, and it's actually an inexpensive way of doing mm-hmm. it, because you're getting really well-renowned people to mm-hmm. do this.
Yeah, three different firms were finalists and prepared.
Yes. But the plans itself, you know, like I think like everybody, I like bits and pieces of everything. I have not read each the booklet for the firm that was chosen. Mm-hmm. I haven't had time for that, but from what I saw at Farman, or the when Jennifer was out there for Farmer's Market.
Yes, at the town square, Jennifer and I guess Shelby were
and
both
Shelby,
out there with big presentation displays showing parts of it. Yeah.
Seeing it is great. You know, what a great idea. Mm-hmm. But do we need that? I would say no. Yes, there are changes that need to be made. We need to change the launch for boats. That is a given. What we have now does not function well, and it's not safe.
And the city did acquire the property to move the boat ramp to where the RV park is now.
Yes. Yeah. So I do think that's brilliant. I do know that the bridge on Bridge Street is failing, and so that does need to be worked on. Again, that's a capital improvement project. Do we need all the, you know, pomp and circumstance? You know, it would be nice, but I would like our infrastructure fixed first. The things that need fixing fixed.
Streets.
Yes, streets, sidewalks,
and sewer. we're going to run out of time in just a minute. I want to squeeze in one more, though, on affordable housing for the workforce. I think residents and certainly employers see this as a critical need. And the city did hear presentations on creation of a housing authority. So what's your take on that? And do you see a role for the city to attempt to play to provide or make way for affordable housing?
I think it's important for the city to have a part in that. It's, as you know, it's really needed. We're seeing, you know, residents and hard workers, the workforce being forced out of their homes that they've been renting inexpensively for years. So the city can play a part. The city is also very limited in what it could do legally. But offering incentive, and I've learned this through planning and zoning. It would be great if we could tell developers, hey, you have to do this, but they can't. Legally, we cannot. But to incentivize is a good route. This agency is a step in the right direction. I would hope that it continues and doesn't stymie, because it's been a few years in the works. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it will take off.
Okay, well, we are about at the end of our time. Amelia Boyd, candidate for Sandpoint City Council. How can the public find out more and contact you?
You can find me, my webpage is ameliaboyd.com. I have a Facebook page, Amelia Boyd, the number four, Sandpoint City Council. And my email is Amelia Boyd, the number four, sandpointcc@yahoo.com.
Okay, well, check out that website again. It's ameliaboyd.com.
Yes.
You can link up to those other things. Amelia, thank you again for being here.
Thank you, Chris.